Now, the perfect music mix for Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal. The Francie Boylan Show.
The perfect music mix. Ocean
And you are very welcome back to the final half hour or so of the Francie Boylan Show. It is Francie and Michelle with you here today until 2 o'clock. And we've a guest in studio and we've some live music. It's been a while.
Woohoo!
Yay! It's been a while, hasn't it? And just before that, we've just been asked to mention that the 44th Ballyshannon Folk Festival virtual is on this weekend. And the festival Facebook page tonight will have Johnny Gallagher and Shamie O'Dowd at 8 p.m. And there's a virtual gig every Friday. Or every night, and then Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So the Ballyshannon Folk Festival kicks off this weekend, virtual. If you check out Ballyshannon Folk Festival on Facebook, all the details are there. It's very nice to have a guest in studio, and not only a guest, but he brought a wee fiddle with him. He's on the fiddle. literally on the fiddle. Oisín McDiarmada, how are you?
Great, Francie. I'm thrilled now, and thanks very much for having me in to talk about FlaFest.
Yeah, FlaFest. And we were talking about it earlier, and we were just saying, isn't it great to have a bit of live music back around the place?
It's so exciting, and to have it in Sligo Town now is a real, real boost for us musicians and hopefully for everyone who's dying to go out and listen to music as well.
Absolutely. So what is FlaFest for people listening and going, oh, I didn't know there was stuff going on around Sligo. It's on for 8 days.
It is, yeah. A lot of your listeners might remember the Fla Ciúil, which was here in Sligo a number of years ago, and there were really, really fantastic week-long festivals that happened in 2014, 2015. Mm. And the Fla Ciúil was meant to be in Mullingar this year, but obviously it couldn't be held. So Coltis teamed up with the great committee here in Sligo Town, led by Bartley Gavin, and put the concept of FlaFest together. And it's culminating now in a great, mostly live event in Sligo, starting this weekend and running all the way through till the following weekend. And it's all going to be online as well.
It is all online, but there is actual live physical gigs, and the Nakashi Kaylee Band are going to kick it off Sunday.
Yes, that's what we're most excited about, the fact that these are live concerts, in-person concerts, and outdoor in the beautiful Peace Park there in the heart of Sligo Town, with the gorgeous setting of the cathedral and all behind us. So starting off with the wonderful Nakashi Kaylee Band, as you mentioned, on Sunday at 8 p.m. and that'll be going on between 8 and just after 10 p.m. so it'll be a couple of hours. And so tickets for all events, all these gig rig events that are being held in the Peace Park, are €20, and they're available from flafest.ie. And if you can't be with us in person, we'd love to have you tune in online, because all of the concerts are being live streamed also for free.
All right, so if you want to go to the gig, I think the Nakashi Kaylee Band, they're €20. The gigs are generally about €20, but you can watch them free online.
That is true.
Flafest.ie will give you more details as well. Now, you're a Kulani man.
Yes.
And you're in the band. I was asking you the correct pronunciation of it, and I hope I'm getting it right. Teda, is it?
Brilliant. Yes, I'm with Teda for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
So we're 20 years old, you could say, this year with Teda. And Teda was started off back in 2001 by myself and a number of friends of mine, musical friends of mine at the time. And we've had many great years and great tours all over the world since. We have two amazing singers joining us for this particular concert. We're playing on Monday, the Bank Holiday Monday, at 8 p.m. as well in the Peace Park. And we'll have West Kerry Seamus Begley, who's a legend of singing and accordion playing for many years, and also with a great local touch, one of the best young singers of our generation, Niamh Farrell. Niamh has toured with us a number of times, and it's great to have both Niamh and Seamus with us on Monday.
Seamus has been with you a while, has he?
He has. He's been with us about 6 or 7 years now. Yeah,
that's right. And how did that come about? Was it a chat and kind of saying, oh, come on with it?
Well, he joined us for a tour initially in America, and we didn't really know each other that well beforehand, but he's such an amazingly easy person to get to know, and he's so much fun, and he actually has such a zest for travel and touring and all that kind of thing as well. He loves being on the road, so we clicked very well, and we've kept at it since.
And just reading some of the stuff here, like, you've played US, Canada, Mexico, Europe, Africa, Russia, the Middle East and Australia.
And now FlaFest
is right, and now in the Peace Park at around the cathedral, isn't that where it is?
It is,
in Sligo. In terms of touring, I presume you missed it. What's been yourself with the band the last 18 months like?
Yeah, it's been very quiet band-wise. Now, we were touring America in March 2020 and you know, got through quite a bit of the tour, but the last stage of it was cancelled, you know, once the shutdown started in America. So we came home after that. And then our first time to get together after that was in June 2020 to do a Culture Ireland kind of sponsored video performance for Philadelphia Folk Fest, and that was a great feeling to get together and play again, even though it was just a recorded video. And then we didn't get together again until December, when we were recording a T.G. Cahir series, Colo the Ciol. So that's all there was, two recorded television events. And then we actually last month did a festival finally in Switzerland. At short notice, we were replacing a band that couldn't make it, so we were able to, some of us were able to get across and play an outdoor concert in Switzerland. So look, you value what you don't have. I mean, we always enjoyed touring, but I mean, the thoughts of getting back to it again are very, very appealing, and it'll mean a lot to us to do this concert in Sligo this weekend.
Great. We're going to get a tune for you in a second, but in terms of just over the last 18 months, just on that, was this your full-time gig, like in terms of earning a crust? How has that been?
I'm a full-time musician. Not all the lads in the band, a lot of them are teachers and other kind of things, but I'm full-time at the music, so it was... you know, it was a very radical change.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't spend all the time on the road beforehand, but I did spend quite a bit of time. And my wife as well is a dancer and musician.
Right.
But we had a young baby to keep us busy.
Oh, well, that kept you occupied. Tell us what you're going to play for us, Oisin.
Well, I'll play a little tune. It's a popular tune on the fiddle. It's called Jenny's Welcome to Charlie. This was played by a lovely fiddle player. It passed away a number of years ago. Now, Andy Davey from the Gertrude area. His son, Junior Davey, is a very famous Bowron player in the area. So I'll give you a hint of this one.
This is Oisin McDiarmid. Take it away. Lovely to hear some live music. Oisin McDiarmid from the band Taylor. And there ye are playing along with Seamus Begley and Niamh Farrell on Monday evening at the Peace Park gig rig. And it's at 8 p.m.
That is right.
That's right.
We're really looking forward to it.
We might go through just some of the other ones then that are playing. We have the Knocknashee Cayley Band this Sunday evening at 8 p.m. at the Peace Park. Remember, these are streamed free online as well if you can't get tickets. Flafest.ie. Monday sees yourselves, as we mentioned, Taylor and Seamus Begley and Niamh Farrell. Where are we going then?
Well, during the week then, the marvellous Hawkswell Theatre have teamed up with us to do four Trad at Lunch concerts. They've been running Trad at Lunch for a while, so we're Tradfest is working with them now to do four events Monday to Thursday, and it'll be a great mixture of different age groups and generations, starting off with an amazing duo, Father Seamus Quinn and Father Gary Hastings, Reverend Gary Hastings, and they're two wonderful flute and fiddle players from the different traditions, and they are they really play on that great kind of Fermanagh North Leitrim style of music, and in fact my wife Samantha will be joining them on piano for that.
Oh, great.
That'll be lovely. And then we have some great young local talent on Tuesday with Tom and Kate Gavin and Aaron and Ava Glancy. Wednesday then, the famous Liam Kelly, great flute player from the band Dervish.
I know Liam, yeah.
He'll be joined by Kevin Breheny, so that'll be a great fiddle and piano duo on the Wednesday. And then Thursday sees the great McGuinness family from Dromore West. There's three mighty musicians, Damien, Jason and Lorna McGuinness. So a great mixture of local and outside the county for those lunchtime concerts, and they are free but ticketed.
Ticketed, okay. Then, by the way, next weekend, as in the weekend of the Thursday, the 5th, there's going to be a gig at 8 p.m. at the Peace Park Traditional Meats. Friday, the great Moxty, who've been in studio down throughout the years, the lads, they're very good. Friday week, this day week, at 8 p.m. the Peace Park. Saturday, Dervish are playing, and then on Sunday, August the 8th at 8 p.m, Martin O'Connor, Cathal Hayden, Shamie O'Dowd, some lineup there, 8 p.m. at the Peace Park. Flafest.ie, get you all the details. By the way, you know, just if you don't mind me asking, you talked about, and it was around the Fla as well in 1415, the call about the Sligo style.
Yes.
And then you mentioned North Leitrim there as well. I'm from there. And in terms of what defines a style of music, you know what I mean? What makes Sligo different to North Leitrim, to different to Above and Drumshambo or whatever?
Well, it's a great question, and we're always baffled by this. But I mean, in the past, people played the music that they heard around them, and a little bit like the way they spoke and accents, and it comes from the same kind of conditions and the fact that we didn't travel much in the past. And then I suppose when people started to get access to hearing music from different parts, they realised that, oh, there's little, you know, people are playing different tunes in certain parts of the country, yeah. And they're playing maybe with a different rhythm, or different instruments are more common in other places than not. So I suppose it was a kind of analysis that came on top of the music afterwards.
Oh, right,
people started writing, and then they decided that, you know, there's a particular way of playing in Sligo and there's a particular way of playing in Clare, and so then those kind of terms were put on the music afterwards, but they certainly have a lot of validity, and it's, you know, but in this particular part of the world we often talk about the North Connacht style,
yeah,
just to capture the fact that this music didn't stop at county boundaries, you know,
yes.
Like there was great musicians living across the border, Mayo or Leitrim, that were playing the same kind of music. So We'll stick with the North, kind of. We'll include Leitrim in that.
Great. Okay, perfect. Before we let you go, you're going to do one more tune for us, if you don't mind. But Flafest kicks off this Sunday evening. The Knocknashee Cayley Band in the Peace Park at 8 p.m. Online. Remember, the gigs are free, streaming online at flafest.ie. Tickets are €20 for the other gigs, but you can stream them online. Flafest.ie will get you all the details. Oisín McDiarmid, thanks a million for calling in. Appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank
and
you so much.
What will you finish with?
Well, I'll stick with the Sligo fiddle tunes. We've such a beautiful fiddle tradition here in Sligo, and there was another great fiddle player called Martin Wynne from South Sligo, the Gurchin area broadly, and Bunnanaddin to be more specific, and he emigrated to America. He composed a lot of lovely tunes, so this is one of his.
Lovely.
It's called Martin Wynne's Number 4.
Number 4. Cheers. Thank you very much. Oisín McDiarmid from the band Teda and from Coolanni here in Sligo. Monday evening they're playing at the Peace Park in Sligo. And actually I think we'll finish the show with some trad music. Well, I might throw on a Moxie song. They're playing on Friday, this day of week as well. We might play a Moxie tune and one other before we go. Oisín, thanks a million.
Pleasure.
Gentlemen.
Oisín FM. The Francie Boylan Show. With thanks to Petmania, your new local pet store. Now open in Sligo Town.